to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet him, greet him, treat him, and street him. Today's date is December 30th, 2018, and I am your skeptical host, Ken Milne. The title of today's podcast is Auld Lang Five. Happy New Year's to all the S-Gemmers out there in the FOMED world. It is time to reflect on 2018 and look forward to 2019. Last year, we named 2017 the Year of Feminem and celebrated 15 amazing women in emergency medicine. This year, I'm going to highlight five, that's right, five of my personal favorite episodes from 2018. It was very difficult to pick just five episodes from all the excellent episodes recorded in 2018. One of the questions I'm frequently asked, besides, do I pick the music first? No, I pick the paper first, and then I find some amazing theme music to go with it. But the other question is, which episode I like best? And the answer is always the same, the one I'm currently working on at the time. Another difficulty was not to include an S-Gem Hop episode in the top five. These are all fantastic episodes done in collaboration with Academic Emergency Medicine, or AEM, and three great guest skeptics, Drs. Bond, Heinz, and Morgenstern. It combines the best of both worlds, traditional publication and social media. To give a shout out to just one S-Gem Hop episode felt wrong, so I consciously excluded them from being eligible. So here are my five favorite episodes for 2018. Do you agree with these selections? What was your favorite S-Gem episode this year? Please post your response in the comment section. Number 5. Don't Give Up, The Power of Kindness with Brian Goldman. Dr. Goldman is an emergency medicine physician who works at Mount Sinai Hospital in Toronto. He is the host of the CBC radio show White Coat Black Art and the author of the best-selling books The Night Shift and The Secret Language of Doctors. Dr. Goldman had a fantastic new book published in 2018 called The Power of Kindness: Why Empathy is Essential in Everyday Life. I had the pleasure of interviewing Brian at the 2018 Canadian Association of Emergency Physicians, CAPE, conference in Calgary, Alberta this summer. We sat down in a cafe and discussed kindness until they closed and asked us politely to leave. I wanted to know from Brian whether kindness was from nature or nurture, if healthcare workers' empathy is dulled over the years, and if we can do anything to be more kind. Number 4. I can see clearly now, the collar is gone, thanks to the triage nurse. We all work with some amazing nurses in the emergency department. This S-Gem episode featured one of those awesome nurses, Allison Armstrong. She is an emergency department nurse at the London Health Science Centre in London, Ontario. Allison is also a TNCC course director, trauma program coordinator, and Canadian C-spine rule nurse champion. Allison and I reviewed a paper in Annals of Emergency Medicine by the Prolific Group out of Ottawa. Their observational study wanted to know if emergency department triage nurses can apply the Canadian C-spine rule, tool, to adult blunt trauma patients and safely clear the C-spine. The results were that triage nurses removed 41% of immobilized patients' collars and missed zero, yes, a nice round number, zero C-spine injuries. The S-Gem bottom line was, properly educated emergency department triage nurses can apply the Canadian C-spine tool to adult blunt trauma patients and safely clear the C-spines. Number 3. Message in a Book by the SGU. Interviewing Dr. Stephen Novella this year about his new book was one of the highlights of 2018. Getting the opportunity to speak with him was a box checked off my bucket list. Dr. Novella is a Yale neurologist host and producer of the popular science podcast called The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, or SGU. It should also be obvious that the SGU inspired the naming of this knowledge translation project, The Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. The SGU has been a huge part of my skeptical journey and contributed greatly to my critical thinking skills. Listen to the podcast and consider purchasing Dr. Novella's book called The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, of course. Number two, the Epi don't work for out-of-hospital cardiac arrests. It takes a team to provide great emergency care. Part of that team are the dedicated, talented, and skilled paramedics that work in the pre-hospital setting and bring in the critically ill or injured patients. This SGEM episode featured guest skeptic Jen Doyle and Jay Loosley from the Middlesex London Paramedic Service. We reviewed the Paramedic 2 trial on epinephrine for out-of-hospital cardiac arrests, OCA. While there was a statistical improvement in the 30-day survival with epinephrine compared to placebo, there was no difference in good neurologic outcome at discharge or at 3 months. The SGEM bottom line was that the use of epinephrine in adults with OCA to improve survival with favorable neurologic outcome is not supported by the literature, and protocols should be changed to reflect the data. Instead of epinephrine, resuscitation efforts should focus on things that have been demonstrated to improve patient-oriented outcomes, like high-quality CPR and early defibrillation. Number one, on the edge of burnout, ASIM 18. I spent most of 2018 looking forward and preparing for the Australasia College of Emergency Medicine 2018 Annual Scientific Meeting, or ASIM 18, in Perth, Australia. My good friend, Dr. Ian Rogers, invited me to be a keynote speaker at ASIM 18 and speak about being on the edge of burnout. Leading up to the event, my life became very surreal with my father, Dr. Ken Milne Sr., getting seriously ill in September. We spent a great deal of time together over the next 3 months on a journey we both knew would come to an end. He helped me put together my talk on burnout and insisted that I did not cancel the trip to Australia. The presentation was streamed live to his hospital bed. You can watch it by clicking on the link in the blog. We spoke one last time after the keynote address, and he died later that day. I was not okay at the time. Now, due to some amazing friends and family, and you know who you are, I am okay. Life will never be the same without my dad, and I'm learning to live with a new normal. He will always be missed, but never forgotten. Well, those were the top five of my favorite episodes from 2018. Again, I ask you to think, what were your favorite episodes? And if you've been kind enough to post your response in the comment section of the blog. We do need to announce the Keener contest. Last week's winner was Andrew Scholing, an EM resident from Henry Ford Hospital. He knew Joseph von Mehring was the clinical pharmacologist that first tried paracetamol, or acetaminophen, on humans in 1887. The SGEM will be back in 2019 with a structured critical review of a recent publication, cutting that knowledge translation window down from over 10 years to less than 1 year with the power of social media. The SGEM's ultimate goal continues to be that patients get the best care based on the best evidence. Before 2019 starts, could you please write a review on iTunes, like the SGEM on Facebook, and follow the SGEM on Twitter? And remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on The Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Talk with you in 2019.